quán niệm bằng giới này, lại lui ta khám thế. Và ta khám thế có vài người chúng ta khám thế lo xích lo bê. Em có những cái gì? So the judge then says, apparently Robe does his past school life like a baby, but Robe past is like a man, let us say, he says, what? And Yuchatid mentions this in Hore, and he says that Aloha is not like Robe, the Aloha is like Shmuel, who said Aloha is a baby. So in other words, so, I mean, the judge then himself mentions, refers to the other one. So the other one himself says that Robe, of its memory, the Yitzhul Bidur Lesweh Takante is in accordance with the view of Reb Meir, that Mamzerim Asurim was in love. But according to Reb Yehudi and the Shmuel Paschim, so there is, Shepsul Mamzerim is also Yitzhul Takante, in the Samashiyah. All right. Now, Tzuhe Da'afanye Mishim Tzuhe Dimishim. So in other words, there is a whole evolutionary process. So it started with mission. Uksur the mission, Mishum, I mean, it didn't start with mission. But the mission, it demanded the Tsurim abounded in mission first. And then it was transferred to Rafan. Uksur the mission, Mishum Tsur the Talmud. Uksur the Talmud, Mishum Abdi Shleimit. Mishmar Nesrei, Hamid Amrin Shei, Kabe Rode, Kabe Zute, Nid de Reviot, Eifo Bela Vebachtana, Shnei Nevosim, Kleima Kola Psuri, Nizgal Dino in the Yerdi Mishel, U Mishel I Talmu, Kleima Kishel Gavea Mi Talmu, Nizgal Mishel I Talmu, U Mishani Kidui Yodi, Nil Lir Vigeni Mishet Akante, U Mishul Vidu Eit Atar. So, Nizgal Mishel U Mishel I Talmu, Nizgal Mishel, U Mishel I Apani. So it's a whole evolutionary topic. So I mean, all the cities are mentioned by the map. But Talmud not, because you don't know what Talmud is. All right, now, the case. Now, the next thing is that the Daniel Medal, the Daniel Medal. כל הפסומים הבונים מן הרשם תאיר, ורב יהודה מתאמר, מפני שהם גנרים ויתן, מפני שחוב עם תאיר. So in Ketan, over Israel, שחחוב עם עובד התאמר. נדרה יישא, Ketan is not תאמר. Because when is דמיד או מתאמר, even if we know that a Ketan is a result of the menstrual discharge, so it's still not מתאמר. Because it's only מתאמר if it is coupled with Agoshim. But if it is if the discharge comes out without Agoshe and the father of the woman, so then she's not Asur, and it's not Mitame. But the Chachomim answered Ksomim. So the Ksomim, only Ksomim of the Israelis is Mitame. But Ksomim of the Nochis is not Mitame. Because so called Ksomim Haboim in Oreken, it's a hair. Literally goes through our kids, may be Chachomim. We review the Mitame. Why? Because Shemidim retained. So they are really Jews, but the Shemidim would do so. Because of this name, Shachal Pishachotu, Shemidim Israel in it. But in it, Chodi, if it comes from places, if the Shemidim comes from places where it's non-Jews, so then it's so. Kol HaTzor HaBoyim Rekim Keirim, this is Abad Abdi Rekim Nama Abdi Yisrael, Kirit Nam Berish Gitin Nama Meirim Rekim Nachato. So you have to say, it's from an Echtam, from an Echtam. So it's not conceivable that the Get should be executed in Rechem. We call Mokei, some Maboy in Rechem Teiret, the Lamb of Yisroel Minu, the Yisroel Matzim Kitzmeyer, the Yisrochot Mador and Shom, the Yisrochot Murim, the word Yisroel Murim, because the Yisroel Amina, they call themselves in Sneers, and they wouldn't expose the Son. Vashem Kei, so in general, if the Get comes, we know that it's not from the Jews who are Zoya. So it's from the Goyim. Alright. Rabbi Yechon and Sarvi, Rabbi Yechon and Sarvi, Amitam Kam Talmud. Tell me, Rabbi Yechon and Sarvi, 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 Rabbi Yechon When he was going to the Vikan and Ahu, he saw the Kabri gave me a Talmud, a woman. So the Vikan said, Any Kabri gave me a Talmud. Why? Because, in other words, he cannot allow them when they are Messiah, if some resident from Talmud are Messiah. So we cannot allow them to be loved because it's very likely that they are Jews. And they are so assimilated, they are so deep in Akum, that they don't know their Jewish identity. So in the land, and these are Jews, they might be Mamzerim, it's very likely that they are Mamzerim. So that's the chart of the Mikavim Gerim in Atam. So that's one name of Rabbi Yechanan. And then Rabbi Yechanan deduced from the Mishnah, that says, the Mishnah needed, that says, even the Jehovah's Gerim. So that means, that implies even Talmud. In Talmud, and the Marek, in the Kabbalah gave him the Talmud. And the Kabbalah gave him the Talmud, in other words, that it's daily, that we take it for granted that everyone in Talmud is an angel. We don't say that many of the Talmud residents are Jewish who are not aware of their Jewish identity. So it is there. The people in the days of Israel, when Rabbi Havar is Tanish, the Talmud, the one who says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, let's Rabbi Yechanan say Allah is established. Imame, Sova Melim Jehovim Teirem, Livad Mitam. In other words, that even the Mandoma who says, the Amirah who says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Livad Mitam, Talmud, can agree that according to Rabbi Yechanan, so Allah is established. But he says Rabbi Yechanan never said, Zeyti Meret Mitam, Yechanan, Talmud. And even though it says in the Hobbit Teirem, so it doesn't mean so, without an exception. In the name of the Hobbit, but there is an exception, there is one city which seemingly is a non-Jewish city, but still, actually, many of them are Jewish. Alright. In Amishan, in Chomitei, in Vazitam, we do our call of Torah, when we are the rest of the Allah is Tamish. In other words, the Mandoma, who says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that in the Gavin, Kerem, in the Talmud, does not hold that the Chomitei, Rabbi Yechanan, is Allah is Tamish. Because what's the basis for this halacha? For this halacha of that any coming here in Natal. Because of it's holding the evidence about Israel about Mamza. Ustamas Nisi Rainy Sabre about Russia. But the Stam Mishnah vision is that Akum Gerim Abba Abba Tisroel Abba Tisrosha the Rabba Tzkir Dag Tzedom Abba Tishin Chayu Elavu who the Abba Mamzer Abba Tichod Ibele Tidi Mucha the same that's all you so this is what's the proof how do we see that the Stam Mishnah vision says that Akum Gerim Abba Abba Tisroel to the Abba Tisrosha because who can say that Akum Gerim Abba Abba Tisroel so the blood is a mamza. That's only a little bit of a kid who says that he is mamza and a chayav alam. So the main way Akum David is always a chayav alam. Everything is a isha. Akum, this is chasne, it's Rashi says. I mean, Tisha says, the Tasha, I mean, all right, but they are. So according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that mamza and a chayav alam, so Akum David is always a blood mamza. But the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, the Mishnah holds that ain't mamza mechayav alam. Umasis meina sedar el dushin teitim mechayav alam. Iktone kolmokim shim izdushin vini shemadeire ki mamzera shim sinu li Yisrael vim kein ain't mamza mechayav alam. Chodin vevet vihod iktone hosom kol mi shim olam dushin arol yin shalai olam dushin vahar achirin havad mamza hanik mishu koresh osom vim zewi in ato achim vahoy shvateiro vim vim yuti chodin vevet ava bali chodin vevet namin olam dushin ishoi dushin vahirin vichayim davne ite bigmor now let's see the gemor in dush the mishnah dush Kein da stand noch wollen denn. Komm noch in die Diskussion wegen der Wahl der Khazazo. Reizu zu keine für die Israelische nicht so kein Israel. Ich komm noch in die Diskussion wegen der Wahl. aber wir haben sehen, sie ist ja auch mal in Gott, wo sie gut durch die Nähe. Man soll es nicht nur in Israel, was Israel im Amt und Nossi. So, wenn sie da auch her, auch ein Rapport ist im Schnee. So, so, die, die Mutter ist im Amt der Rest. Und die Sino, so der Vlad, ist auch so im Amt der Rest. Und was er baut, auch mal in Gott, wo sie gut durch die Nähe. So, neither party, neither party is the coastal. The answer is, because the moment it's in God, through the penis, she becomes a halomet. So in the middle, a blood is a chakrapon, she be shmeyem, and the child is also a halomet. Is also a halomet. Even though the father is in God, because the Allah is a blood is a chakrapon, she be shmeyem. Oh, the whole me say in the halomet, you do she never say, shlo alachir, you do she? A blood mamza. Reise, ze hako al achat, mikol ha-raya shebateyem. So the Gemara to the Mishnah says, the whole Mishnah is not only one, but only one of them. How about the Mishnah? The Eze, the Vashim of Elohim. So the Mishnah says in so many words that Almono, which is God, will push on Chutzot in Hege. So, Mamzera, the Sino in Israel, the Dushi is saying that. The Vad is not the Mamzera. When is the Vad a Mamzera? When is the Vad a Mamzera? The Vad is a Mamzera only if they are all Achat Mikol Arayah Shevateyo. Mamzera, the Sino in Israel, the Vad is a Mamzera. Because the mother is the mamzer, but not to this being. But when does he become a mamzer at the very outset, at its inception, only if he's called achas mikol arayah shevateyo. So he says, so that's the Gemara, so that so this Mishnah says in so many words that chayav lavan is not arayah, and only chayav tzrizes is arayah. Now it's like shina timoni. It's a shina timoni. So that means, and the Gemara says, in the case of Mamzeres in Israel, so the blood is a Mamzer because the mother is already a Mamzeres. But he's not a Mamzer, he couldn't become a Mamzer. So, because Dushni is safe here, by Mamzeres. Dushni is safe. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, so Dushni is not safe in Mamzeres. And here the Mishnah says that Dushni is safe by Mamzeres. So that means that Sam Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. And if it's not like Rabbi Akiva, so how come the blood is Israel, the blood is the kosher? Is that it? We'll soon see how Julia starts. All right. If I love me to be glad, I have a bad drink of stomach in it, we come on to it all morning. So that way, so we have a stomach in Mishnah, but I can learn it about what is going about Kosher. So the mayor, the Amira, he says in the name of the Yechene, that they come in here in the Talmud. Why? Because of I can learn it about what is going. So many Amazir in the Talmud, so must disagree with that one who says in the name of Rabbi Yisrael that Alokh is Tamishne because if Alokh is Tamishne and the Tamishne and the Ebeiner is that Akum Zayin Abba Abba Yisrael was kosher because only Chalom Tzrit and the Vat is a Mamza Mishne. But then he says the Afal Gav Vikis Tom Achim Eri Tamun Tzere Talmono Yisavre Mishman Tamer Yitchom Gere. So there is not two the Mishne in the Mishne says that Akum Zayin Abba Yisrael was kosher, but there is another Mishne in the Gomer that some of the Mishnah says that Akumena was called by Mamza. We call them the Mayum and the Hashem and the Haistam. The Haidam is all the Ishwer, the Ruhim, and the Hamadur. The Hoche, the Torah, and me, Omar, the Yerichen, and Hoche, have a lot of Mitzvah in Samar, this is the Bebeim. So, when he says, and me, Omar, the Yerichen, and Hoche, that the Yitzavu Dele with Amudim, it does imply that Akumena is above what is oil, is above Mamza. But the Yerichen was Medayim from the Mishnah in Nideh. But even the Tzomim that comes from Talmud, so is also a Aron Soteri. Why does the Gemara mention the Mishneh, the Stam of the Mishneh of Tere Tereira, where it says that the blood is a Mamzer only from the Arayas Chayavitzchutes, but Mamzeres, Chayavolavnus of Dushin is Tereira, that means the blood is not a Mamzer. Body, body, whom you are being, no, how much is that? And we only need for my sister in the other day and the head here in Tabling Given at Town. Because they are, that each they deal according to the vehicle and shot deals with Town. We need all our days. The age, the Matisse, we need it. עלים את שני יחשים האלה, משום דהוס המוכח, ומבואו עליהם הם יתיחו מבאר. אם בואו עליהם, עמי תשמעים בין, בקוי, תמדת משנה, קודם של רבי יחנן, פשט, עוד זה כמרת, מטעם מבאר מטעמות, so it's mashma, that in Talmud, there are no offspring suffering with the Chovim Be'eret. How about that is hot? How do we see? Because the Mishnah says, Kovach Shavim Haboim Be'eret the Chovim, and the Chovim Be'eret and the Chovim in Talmud. So he's saying, why? Because there are no Jews. So that means that how is it that I know? So apparently they were no Akum Be'eret that brought back his holy time. Well, he bore all of it, I might just name it, because see, there are many offspring of that kind of a marriage of Akum Abba, but it's all in Talmud. So the name of our Jews in Talmud, so they don't deport themselves like Jews. So they could expose the Tzami, so the name of why the Tzami says, directly name our machine is Tzavra. They have what's kosher, because that is the Tzami there, which I've been away. So what, how is it look up on this basis? Now, in other words, it's no right, they say, maybe you'll argue that it's no right from that Mishnah of Haboilet and Chovim Be'eret, including Talmud, that there are no offsprings of a mixed marriage of Akum Abba Bar Kishore and Talmud. So, but yet, if there is no right, so, in other words, if there are, even according to the Mishnah, so Talmud has many offsprings of Akum Be'eret Abba'al Bat Yisroel, so why is his name failing? No, because his name is failing because that Mishnah immediately holds that Akum Be'eret Abba'al Bat Yisroel, the blood is kosher. Blood is kosher. So if the blood is kosher, so that someone should be claimed. So it appears from this basis that if we say Akum Be'eret Abba'al Bat Yisroel, blood kosher, so it doesn't mean blood kosher and it is blood kosher Yisroel. But is it kosher at all? Everybody is kosher. If it's Mishkaya, there is no Suman Zeus. In the goy, so Mantegos is only Shaykh in Israel, not in the goy. So in many ways, so in other words, there is a Machlokes Hashem. What's the pshat? In Akum Be'eret Abba'al Bat Yisroel, Havat Kosher. So many of the Hashem say, Havat Kosher means he's a Jew. He's not a Mamzer, he's a Jew, he's a Yisroel Kosher. So the Shikas Rambam, the Shikas Rambam means that he's eating Kosher. Likune, let's say, if Akum Be'eret Abba'al Bat Yisroel, they have a daughter, so the daughter is can get married according to the Shikas Rambam, he can get married So we say that the Pshat in Akum Be'eret Abba'al Bat Yisroel, Abba'at Kosher, is not that he's a regular Yisroel. Abba'at Kosher is not a Mamzer. Why? Because he's a boy. So in any way, all he has to do is to be Mizgaliah. Then he can marry Bat Yisroel. In contrast to the Mandoma who says, Akum Be'eret Abba'al Bat Yisroel, Mamzer. So there is no way of him being allowed to marry Bat Yisroel. But the one who says Kosher, he's a boy. So it seems from this basis, you have to remain mamish in the Savra that was kosher. Because I mean, it's coming there, the Chagnolay. So in the Mele, we can say that there are many descendants of Akum Abba'al Bat Yisroel in Talmud. And still the Tzomim are failing. Why are the Tzomim failing? Because kosher doesn't mean he's an Israel kosher, but it means he's an Akum kosher. So Mele can be Mizaya. Well, that's himself, it's very strange, the wood is something. So at least, we cannot say that. The Omash Madashim Amish Rabbi Yehudah. Because Rabbi Yehuda Mitame in his Meshem Geir, he says, in the same Mishnah mentions that Rabbi Yehuda in regard to Rechem says that it's Tzomim Atomek, but he can see that he didn't commentate on Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda, so he says, that the Zion on the day, the last day said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Akum Be'eret Abba'al Bat Yisroel, Tavad is Mamza. That's what Tesha said, that the Zvob on the day, I mean not the Zion on the day, the Zvob on the day, he says, So we cannot, it definitely can be deduced from the Mishnah in Yidden that says, in the Chodin Seirin, and Rabbi Yechel and Eid, are Pinim in Talmud. So it's saying that there is no, so in other words, that there is no Akum Ve'eve Dabo Al-Bas, there are no descendants of Akum Ve'eve Dabo Al-Bas is for enough. Now, so we see from this case this, that this case this assumes, and then we see the other cases, the same assumption. So, that this case this assumes that the Pshat in Akum Ve'eve Dabo Al-Bas is for enough, not kosher, and it's not that he is so kosher. About kosher, if he is Mitzvah, he can never be back to it. But he requires jail, and you are going to be shamed. And I really don't know why Kabbalim in America, I mean all kinds of Kabbalim, why they are so major. I mean, no one, I mean, I know, not, I didn't say no one, but there are a few. I mean, but most of the Kabbalim, I mean, who are machmir in many things, and I know that there is such a count. I mean, there are many descendants of mixed marriages, so some mixed marriages, so the woman is a Gentile, and some mixed marriages, the man is a Gentile. So I know that there is such a laxity in Paschanim that someone whose mother is Jewish and whose father is not Jewish, that he can marry Bat Yisrael without even telling, you know, the couple that he should undergo in jail. No, it's nothing but there are many shame. Who saying that the Pshat of course we pass not then that about this oil about Kosha. There is no one who passes about Mamza. But there are many who say that about Kosha means that he can marry about this oil if he goes to Jews, but without Jews not. So the Mele, one should not be misunderstood between a boy or a girl of a mixed marriage where the mother is Jewish and the other spouse without requiring, you see, that boy or girl whose mother is Jewish to go to jail. Alright, anyway, we'll soon see. There are so many Rishayim who say that Avrat Kosher, the Pshat in Avrat Kosher, is very easy kosher of God. We'll soon see. But there are many Gemaras that seem to be saying for that. Alright. Now, this Shleimei Mandoma, Mishim Abdi Shleimei, Kosova, So why do we have to resort to the fact that the Abdi Shleimei is elegant, so they force Jewish women to marry to them. So Mimele, there are many descendants who are to Amamzirim, and they are also going to be called. Even if they didn't marry Bat Yisrael. So, in other words, even if they married Shifre, Chinese, so still, but they are also after the children. The children are aborting, so maybe they are also what we call, because of the Easter of Eretz and Shifre. If they shleima, there is so many slice of Abayne. He told him, I'm not, because after all, they were so arrogant, they were affluent. So the Bible is judgment. So according to Shmuel, so I'm up here at Abdei, so he didn't throw the Chicho. He's the king and money is for God, so the king and Israel is also for God. The Bible says, well, yeah, he's judged in 20 Abdei, he throw the Chicho. So if they hadn't married Bat Yisrael, so then there would be no problem. But if they had married just Shifres, who also rebelled against Jordan, Now, so but what we see one important halacha from this table. Now the halacha is that when an eved is nishtachea, he has to go through tefillah yet. And then the Tnani goes through two tefillahs. One tefillah goes through when he becomes an Tnani, he sees the initial Tnani. Most of the Tnani are descendants of Avodim of Shifre. But I think that the original Tnani, so how does he become an Tnani? By going through Dibush of Abdus. So then he has to go through Mila and Tnilah, which is Dibush of Abdus. And then suppose the Odin is Mishachari. First, he sold himself while he was a girl, and then a dog. So he was misguided
and the same Hashem, Habdus Knaim, and he went with Hila. And then, after a few years, so the Odin gave him Shashicho. So then, he had to go through Hila again. With Hila again. So that according to the Rambam, the second Hila is essentially the right. The essential mineral, according to the creator, the Yehomet, so the second Tfilah is only necessary in the Rabbah. But in the Ramse, he is allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael, and he's considered as Yisrael Domo, as Yisrael Domo, Yisrael Domo, even without the second Tfilah. Because, after all, he had the Tfilah, that's the Shidah Yudhiyah. When he became an Eretz Yisrael, so then he had Mila and Tfilah, and then, so the Gavus, of Eretz Yisrael, he was also a Mr. Gavus. But he had the Yisrael. For the moment he receives the Shtar Shifo from the Odin, so the Abdus is Potah. The moment the Abdus is Potah, so he becomes a Diagomo. And he's good enough to become the Rabbi, but the Rabbi is required to have another field. You see when you have to say the Halacha is vain, so the Rambam says, Kishi Shtachri Ha'evet. Shtachri Ha'evet. So it's still a chedet, it's a shleish of, the name she's going to come at Yerushalayim, the year to Yisrael. So in other words, the tefillah is required in the right, in order to be in Yisrael gone. The Yisrael could have all those mitzvahs with Yisrael, and as she calls the Yuro, she should come on the Shema. So God, the Mekiyeshah to Yivomet says, that the second tefillah is only the Havar. Now, so from this basis it's mashma, it's ruled, like the Mekiyeshah. Because when you say this and the Kashim, why does the Gemara have to resort to the fact that many of the Abish Lehmen force Gnes Yisrael to become radical and they have defending and they have unveiling without that? I mean, they were very arrogant and they did not consider themselves as Avodim. So Mimele, they, even if they had married just their own kind, so they still would be also a lovely because they are Avodim. They didn't get the Shtar Shicho from Shlomo. So they just say, because according to Shmuel, if Mishayish heard me, so then he doesn't even require Shtar Shicho. Fine. So it is just as if they had received Shtar Shicho. But they didn't go. I mean, they're so arrogant and so unconscientious and scrupulous and so immoral. They certainly didn't go through. Yes. So Mimele, according to the Rambam, they were not allowed to call. But they just implied that they were, if not for the fact that they forced Gnes Yisrael to become married to them, so then there wouldn't be any problem with the Mitzvah already called, because the Kiyan Abdus was caught up on them, even the Kiyan Yisrael. But Kiyan was lacking. So it's Mashma, the case of Kiyan agrees with the Kiyan Yisrael, that the whole Kiyan, after the Shtar Shicho, is only the other. Is only the other. All right, now, next one. Kosova, in the Tichovim, the Eberet, Havoal, Bas Yisrael, Havlad Mamiya. Yechen Yisrael Tachin. Sugi Lashat Azle, the Rabbi Yechenen Yisrael, Tichovim, the Eberet, Havoal, Bas Yisrael, Havlad Mamiya. Mikom Mokin Yirahemez, the Rabbi Yechenen Havad Kosher. The whole Duchte Kaim, the Rabbi Yechenen Yisrael, the Stam Mishne, the Stam Mishne, the Rabbi Yechenen Yisrael, the Havad Kosher. Aber dann macht nicht mit der Salmon, es war oder war man sehr, mit dem Kopf der Ebbe, mit dem Kopf in mir, mit nach Kleia, so mit dem Matis in der Ebbe. So wir haben zu mischen. Wir haben uns dann nicht mit der Ebbe in mir, which implies, which so doubt, that Akku, der Ebbe, der Ebbe, das ist Reuer, so Avlad is kosher, and then there is some mischne, that's a machte, in the Gomez, which implies, that Akku, der Ebbe, der Ebbe, das ist Reuer, Avlad is Mamza. So he says, the some mischne, der Ebbe, is on it. The column of the mirror is the three atom matches in the area. We should be missing that we look at the six of the dish. The Khalid the Bokor, we look at the six of the body to come, the whole hammer, then take it. The whole hammer. He said, I'm what mom there, I want to get about him. He said, I'm going to get about you. He said, I'm going to get about him. The Oma, he said, I'm going to get about him. He said, I'm what mom there. He was some name, Mashma, the Hebrechen, which is Rabbi Shmuel, so far of what goes there. You think, the Hebrechen Pshita, the Yosom, the Rabbi Kibre, Abbe Mamza, the Rechon in the Ede. Now the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kibre, so, that Mamza Mechayor Lavin, which Mamza Mechayor Lavin, So the blood of Akum Levi Abobas is only Yonzer Batman. Why? Because there is no Zillah. So let's assume the Gelizah land by Akum Levi. That's the next batch of cases in Israel, they have the Gelizah land. But the land is the invasion. But when the Kodesh was the invasion, but by Akum. So many times there is no land. There is no land. There is no land. Let's say this time. There is that. Or but let's assume that there is a land. The Rashi says, in Sanhedrin and Sugar and Yivamet, when in connection with the Gemara, then according to Rabakiva, the Akum, the Hayavalavim, the blood is a mamzer, so the name of Akum Rebbe, the blood is a mamzer. So Rashi says, Akum, what kind of a lavim is it? Akum, where is his chat? Rashi says, where is his chat? So the name of, according to Rabakiva, so Akum Rebbe, he don't Hayavalavim. But, the Gemara says, the Gemara is the Kashi. The Gemara is the Kashi. This is according to Shimon HaTimon, who says, that the blood is not imam than the Chayav Olam. Not imam the Chayav Olam. Only Chayav Itchisit. But why Chayav Itchisit here? So he learns it out from the Tzmichus of the Dalek Nafodim. So it's the Dosei, the Mishnah has Yom Yishalom, it's the Dosei that Chayav Itchisit. So in many ways, so it has to be Dunye the Tzmichus, which is the Dosei that Chayav Itchisit. But there is a connection between non-Tisa's Dushin and Mamza. So the clarity is that wherever Dushin is Tatehis, then the blood is a Mamza. If Dushin is Tatehis, so the blood is not a Mamza. Neither is Chayav Tzitzit, but neither Dushin is Tatehis. So maybe the blood is not a Mamza. Even according to Rav Akiva, who says that the blood is a Mamza and Chayav Olam, but neither everybody agrees that the blood is not a Mamza. Why? Because there's a special halacha that Kiddushin is famous in Amidah, Seifa and so on. So the klal is that any woman in whom Kiddushin is not famous, the blood of such a fear, so is a mamza. Now the question arises, so why do we say that Akum Velet, Habu Al-Bash Yisroel, Habu Al-Kosher, true, there is no kohes by Akum Velet, Habu Al-Bash Yisroel, but Kiddushin is not famous? The Gemara says that according to Shimon HaTimon, who says that his mamza are all Chayav Itchisit, and by Chayav Itchisit the Kiddushin is nothing, and the one is a mamza. But the question is, by Akum Be'Eved, so Kiddushin is not interested either. So Mimele, the Bachi Bia Mamzea, then still, so the mother says that according to Shimon HaTimoni, so not only Akum Be'ede that Abraal Bas Yisroel is Knuyo, the blood is Kosher, but even Akum Be'ede that Abraal Bas Yisroel is Yishish. So then, besides the Yisra of Akum Be'ede, you have the Yisra of Yishish, and that's called a also. So even Akum Be'ede that Abraal Bas Yisroel is Yishish, so the blood is Kosher. Why? So the mother says that Mateo Mateo, Ushneim will do on the son. Man is possible, the woman says, the Takum Levit Abba Abba Tisroi and the Mamzer, Mai is his after the Takum Levit Abba Abba Mamzer, I've told the Takum Levit Abba Mamzer. Oh, man, the Makshere, even. Takum Levit Abba Abba Tisroi is his is, so the Babi Skotshere, but Tushin is not like this. So, but, Mai is his son, with the same Takum Levit Abba Tushin, Lach in the Takum Levit Abba Tushin, Lach with the Likom Levit, with the Takum Levit Abba Tushin, so in other words, Where is there a connection between non-Tisa and Tushin and Mamzera? Only if it's with Tafsik Tushin with the day. Masheinke Lachina, yes. Masheinke Akum Be'ede, so it's Tafsik and Tushin Klaal. He's looked on Tushin. So someone that is looked on Tushin completely. So then the blood is out of it. But it's a Tafsik. Nintena. There is a Tafsik and Tushin. You don't have to see how the man that is called David. You will go by why? Because it is called David involves your arm. You will go by me, she said, when I need a sonny, we tapse the room, say, I'm lacking a tapse. Last week, your hand is doing tapse, we didn't say we're lacking it. You are eating, I'm going to take a healing. So that was the same question arose against Shimon HaTimoni too. So the mother says, the reason why Shimon HaTimoni says, that I can wear the bobba, she's going to leave me, she's the blood is kosher because if we tap the Dushin waiting day, we won't imagine it. So the name is, so when we have the Hechech, that according to Rabbi Akiva, that Yesh Mamdech HaYolavim, so So inasmuch as by Akumem there is also Chayim Alavu, with the invasion, with the Kachimbos, so the many of the bodies among there. But even by Akumem the Baobas, it's only Shishish where there is definitely correct. So still the blood is not among there. Dushin is certainly not even, because if we touch the Lord, then they're not in it. So the Klal is only in Anisha, that it's not even Dushin the day, but Lachim is yes. Masha'ikin is we touch the Dushin the day, they're not in it. So the blood is not among there. So maybe even Rabbi Akiva, who says that any Chayav Alav, the blood is among there. So it's only Chayav Alav was to touch the Dushin the day, but Lachim is yes. Masha'ikin was to touch the Why did they roll back in there? Like Yaakov Emet. So even Rabbi Akiva will agree that the blood is possible. Yes, they not. It's not the head of the Jewish Almano. It is the hot in the head of the Abba Israel, Abba Mamza. Bal Kocha Rabbi Akiva. Because there is such a time in the same. So who must it be? It must be Rabbi Akiva. So Enoch and Amet, Rabbi Akiva could say that generally speaking, the blood of Chayav Alav is a mamzer, but the blood of Akum Ve'ev is not. But we see that there is such a tamer. So in many ways, who could be that tamer? We know that it's a lot. Ever mean, if you hope in Mamai have a mamzer, there's no shame also, and you realize that you have a tamer. So why would Rabbi Akiva say that Akum Ve'ev Gavod Asol has to have a mamzer? Because you shvam to Chayav Alav, so we shall have a Chayav Alav. What the Chayav Alav have a mamzer, we see a place of miracles. But we see a day showing that a sheep horn will be a cottage, we got it, we got a sumifere, explain. But Akum, Akum above that is oil, what love is there? What love is there? Now, why so Rashi says all the time, in the Gomez, in the Sumer, in San Helen, in the Vidore, whenever the Gemara mentions that the Kori Terab Akivet, they will say, Yishman Nechayu Rav, so Memele, Rav Akum, above that is oil, the Ramam says, because of this is Rav. Not only this one, but it's there. It does not agree with Rashi. Why? First of all, there is a machlokes between Rabbanon and Rav Shimon as to whether the Yitzchaki has reference only to Zainanim, or the Yitzchaki has reference to all women. All women. So the Mele, there is. So the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon say that the Yitzchaki has reference only to Zainanim, not to Shimon. Now, the Rabbanon passes like Rav Shimon. That the Yitzchakim has reference to all women. The two pastors and Rabbanon, that the Yitzchakim has reference only to Zainanim, and then even according to Rav Shimon, that the Yitzchakim has reference to all the women, all goyim, but the halacha is that when it's a Yitzchakim, when it's a malchus, only when it's a rechit, but when it's a zlus, then there is no malchus mitzvah Yitzchakim. If it tells you, not Berechit. Berechit means he marries or he lives with a goy, let's say, or a bat is oil and lives with a goy, and husband and wife. So that's Berechit. He wants to be just Berechit, loose, Berechit, goy. So then there is no malchus mitzvah Yitzchak. So this is Kashi Yidi, so you can call it Rav Shimon, there is no law. We'll soon see what is Rashi saying. Why does Rashi say that every case of Akum Ve'ev Gavod Bas Yisrael, every case of Akum Gavod Bas Yisrael is Chayav Alav because of the Yitzchak. Alright. So this discussion is Vintel, Vishnu and Mary Dame Mamza, the Ebbe Vitala, and we come and I have a Mamza, there's the Shoshim also. And with the right say, it's here, this is sorry. That was in connection with Tomo. So Tomo, so we see from this Gimore. The Gimore says in connection with that Pussy, there's the Shoshim also. So, because there it was, I mean, in Yehuda's impression was that the Tomo was even on this, Zeira shall be, Zeira shall shake. So we see from this Gemara that even before the Torah, there was such a thing as that Israel and the Torah not. Now, so why? So who was Israel before the Torah? So in other words, the descendants of Avram, but Tomo was not, is there Avram Tomo? Tomo was not, so it appears from this Gemara, and also from the Gemara in Sente, that even before Matan Torah, there was such a thing as this. Number one, there was a Shem Yisrael before Matan Torah, from the moment that Avraham Avinu was Nichnas Libris, so he became endowed with Kedushas Yisrael, as the Rambam, in his Peirush, at the end of Parsha Emea says, there was, the Gemara says, in Dushin, in regard to Esau, the Gemara says, the Minayim, that in Akum Yisrael, Shesobis Darateiro, Shenema, Tiyerusha, Esau, Nesate, Esau, Seir. של גמורה הספיקה שאין דושן וגיום הוא ישראל מומה שענה מידי יהיה במאה חיזנת ירש ועוד אין סוף הוא סנאפי במאה יהיה סוף הוא איזה ישראל מומה זה ישראל מומה so that means that before Matitoa there was Dushas Yisroel because if there hadn't been Dushas Yisroel so Esav couldn't be in Yisroel Muna so we see from the so Rabban says that Mishmushor Shenichas Avrom Avinu in Greece so the others became endowed with Dushas Yisroel and not only them so the others and their descendants but Tomo was not with Mizer Avot the answer is she was Mizgai herself and from the Gemara in Seite it appears that there was Gaius before Matitoa too from the time that Avraham Avinu was Nichnas to Iblis so there was such a thing as Dushas Yisroel and Dushas Yisroel from its inception was not limited to any race, to any nationality so because Dusha is not something that is based upon a national origin or upon race so since Avraham Avinu had Dushas Yisroel and the Zera Avraham had Dushas Yisroel so any Goy could become endowed to Dushas Yisroel through Deus so Memele Tomor was Mizgai herself was Mizgai herself, so she was a Bas Yisroel, and Yehuda thought that she was Mizane with the Goy, he didn't know that she was Mizane with him, so Memele, he said, it's you of Yisroel, so Bizdini Shal Shein Gozru, Bizdini Shal Shein Gozru, so Memele, so but where they are, who Midrai said the Asetar, if he is Shlema, Adal Gav did the Asetar, he Midrai said it's in it, Mikol Mokhe, Kinder and Tafsir and Dushin, have a Mamzer at Moder, da sigo da psina ki moni o yele ide i lav mishim do tax de dushu lo ide i lach yele de hoyu de yele da ve mamze mi ga makive a va da de loi de a va da de loi tax de dushu lo ide i lach yele ho adin in khot so te se de la khana i lav de is only by ede da ba ka siso ba ak ma ba ba siso de mi so la but the real criterion is not whether there is a lav or not the real criterion is whether there is dushni status or not So the relation, the connection is between Mamzeus and non-Christian Dushin. But, according to Shimon HaTimoni, so Chayim Lav and Dushin status, so Memele the Lav couldn't be a Mamza. According to Rav Akiva, Dushin is not Eifes. Dushin is not Eifes in Chayim Lav. So Memele the Lav is a Mamza. But, so Memele by Aku, without the Lav, we don't have to resort to the Lav. Dushin is certainly not Eifes, Aku in Bas Yisrael. So Dushin is not Eifes, so Memele he has to be a Mamza. But we should say the same thing in regard to Shimon HaTimoni too. But Shimon HaTimoni has another shita. He says that when is there a connection between non-Christian Dushin and Mamzeus? Only when the non-Christian Dushin is Lady Day. But Lachina, yes. Masha'im came when one is moved from Dushin. Lady Day, Lady Lachina, let's say, as an Akum in Bas Yisrael. So when he's moved from Dushin, then there is no connection between non-Christian Dushin and Mamzeus. But Rav Akiva couldn't say that. Because Eved, so he says the body is a mamzer. And in Eved, so the non-Christian Dushin is not only with the day. It's loyd with the day, loyd achir. So obviously, according to Rav Akiva, there is a connection between non-Christian Dushin and mamzeres. Regardless whether the non-Christian Dushin is with the day, but achir, yes, or loyd with the day, loyd achir, according to Rav Akiva. So in many more, we don't have to, so even without the law, but how come there is no Christian Dushin? So in many more, the body is a mamzer. That's the first step. Then the second step is, Iname, maybe Chodim Ba'ad, the Mamzer on the Rabbon. Or the whole book in Masker, the whole Matavere, which is Masker Chutzah Ba'ad Krusho. Even though Krusho is Asura became in Raise, and Chutzah is Asura came on the Rabbon. So the second Lashon is Chelik on the first Lashon. In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, that Akum Ba'ad 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 Yisroel Ba'ad Mamzer. So the first Lashon case is old, that Akum Ba'ad Ba'ad Yisroel from the Rabbi Akiva is a Mamzer in Raise. Even though it's not a Chayim Ram, but he's a Mamzer because of the non-Christian Dushin. Now, so then you ask, so according to Shimon HaTimoni, he should also be a Mamzer. The answer is Shimon HaTimoni holds. There is a connection between Mamzeres and non-Christian Dushin in the day of Lachine. Yes, but where the non-Christian Dushin is, where the day of Lachine, then there is no connection between non-Christian Dushin and Mamzeres. But Rav Akiva doesn't agree with that. Because Rav Akiva says that he's a Mamzer, the father of the because Rav Akiva says that he's a Mamza, the father of the Lenda Bobas is for you, the Mamza. And there too, there is no distinction. Ben Lidide, Ben Lachine. So in many ways, Akum also So on account of the non-presentation, the body is a member of the Reich. According to the second motion, even though there is no presentation, so the body is not a member of the Reich. So what do we see from that? So apparently the second motion takes us hold that in order to be a mamzer, the question is, what is the essential thing in mamzeres? The non-presentation or the Yisra Reis? The Yisra. So the first motion takes us is that it's not the Yisra. It's not the Yisra Elvo that is the cause of mamzeres, but the fact that there is no presentation. So Bachayov Elavim, if not for the Yisrael, we'll be sure to be taken. So the Yisrael, according to Rabbi Akiva, all Chayov Elavim, the Din of Elavim. And the Din of Elavim, when it's Yoyim, Yavei, the Chinuch says, according to Rabbi Akiva. And we see that Zoras Chayov Elavim is Asur, according to Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, so Chayov Elavim are Arayis. According to Shemat Emoni, only Chayov Echrizes are Arayis. Chayov Elavim are not Arayis. But according to the second word, according to the second version in Teisler, so Mamzeres is not the result of an Yisrael. Mamzeres is the result of being the offspring of an Isha in whom there is no Yisrael. Now, so of course, why isn't Pushin Teisler according to Rabbi Akiva Chayolavim? Because according to Rabbi Akiva, all Chayolavim are right. So that's the reason as to why Yidushin is not hated. But that's not the essential reason as to why the blood is a mamzer of Chayav Elavim. The blood is a mamzer of Chayav Elavim, according to the first Moshe cases, because there is no disedition. No disedition. Masha'inkin, according to the second Moshe, so the essential sibe of mamzeres is not non-disedition, but these are rights. But the non-presentation is a raya. That is that. But the essential thing is the non the essential thing is the Israel. The Israel. So according to the first motion in Tesis, the essential sibe of Mamzeres is the Israel, is the non-presentation. Not the Israel. According to the second motion in Tesis, the essential sibe of Mamzeres is the Israel. So every Dabo Abbas Yisroel according to Rabbi Akiva is an Elvo, involved in Israel. But Akum Abbas Yisroel does not involve in Israel. According to Teisles, there would be Yoiv or Yavir. Now, the Rambam says in Sanhedrin, in regard to the Gemara, how can you say that the Faresi, one is Mechuyev to the Misanefesh himself, even an other anateres, other than other anizol you are sure of me, for Esther Fares Yahweh. So the Gemara gives a teret that Mr. because Mr. Hamadu is Atzme, Esther or Haka Ilom Shani. So the question is, but even without Fares Yahweh, so it should be Yahweh Yahweh because it was an Isaiah of Abbas Yisroel, Hanivelis, Ligoi, Tachasheresh. So the Ramban says, that is an Isaiah of Shorisuri. The Isaiah of Yisrael is an Isaiah of Shorisuri. It's not an Isaiah of Arayas. Now, so let's say, so that means that the Isaiah of Abbas Yisroel, Hanivelis, Linochi, is like Sholav, it's not Arayas. It's not Arayas. And there it was Derechit. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva says that Chayav Elavim are also Arayas, so then it would be, there should be all Yavir, even if he didn't be Mefaretzim. But why wasn't Esther Mefaretzim herself? So the Gemara is another routine. Because Kata Elom, this, that. But if not for Kata Elom, so then according to Rabbi Akiva, Esther would be Mechuyeves to be Mefaretzim herself because of the Yisrael of Mishchati. Because it was Chayav Elavim, and according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayav Elavim is Arayas. So maybe it's Yoyim Yavir. So maybe from these stages it appears that according to Rabbi Akiva, so if someone forces, if it's an Israel of Messiah Deisho, so then it is Yoyim Yavir, it is an Israel Arayas. But the Israel of Akum Abol Bas Israel is not an Israel Arayas, not an Elvo. And that's why Jesus says that every day of Bat Yisrael according to Rabbi Akiva, so the Vav is a Mamza Midraise, because it's Chayav Vav, so it's a Nisarabo, but Akma of Bat Yisrael, even though Dushin is not Tefes, so Midraise is not a Mamza. So in other words, so it appears that according to the first Lashon of Tefes, the essential Sibbe of Mamzeres is known as a Dushin. And the reason as to why the Chayav Vav, Dushin is not Tefes, because Chayav Vav is a Rabo. So that's the reason as to why Dushin is not Tefes, but that's not the reason as to why the Vav is a Mamza. The Vav is a Mamza of Chayav Vav because of the Yisrael, Yisrael, according to the second Lashon Tefes. But according to the first Lashon Tefes, so the Vav is a Mamza, not because of the Yisrael, but because not because of Dushin. Why is Dushin not Tefes in Chayav Vav? Because it's an Yisrael. So that's telling the two Lashemes and Tefes. Alright, now, let's see. Now there is another big Chiddush in this Tefes, we see. Tefes says, ויש לו אימא, אף על דף דבי הספר עם רעיסי ביצינא, מכל מוקם, כיבי לא יתאפס בבדושים, הווה ממזה עתמוי בער. הווה ממזה עתמוי בער. So, even though it's בי הספר מדרעיסי ביצינא, it's בי הספר מדרעיסי ביצינא, but in view of the fact, בבדושים is not in phase, so it's a mamza. So the Russian is, אף על דף דבי הספר עם מדרעיסי ביצינא, להפוקה בפרסיה. So בפרסיה it's not בי הספר. When we see distinction between Tzin and Faresi, in Kushar Avir Shemateiro, there is no distinction between Tzin and Faresi. Only with Gabi Abol Aramis. So there is Aloche, Abol Adres Chobin, Lein Asor Mi Yisrael, the way it was with Zimri, so then there is Aloche of Kanoim Peyre. If it's with Faresi. So that is mentioned in the Gemara, the Mishnah, in Sanhedrin mentioned that in connection with Abol Aramis, in connection with Yisrael, with Yisrael, Abol Adres Chobin. Like Zimri. But the Gemara doesn't mention it in connection with Akum Abol Bat Yisrael. And the Rambam, in Milchamis and Sanhedrin, the Sugya of Yoram Yaveh, so he says in so many words, that Kanoim Peimbei is only Shayach in the case of Akum Abol Basi, of Yisrael Abol Abel Eskechobim Bifarasye, but not Akum Abol al Israelis. And he gives a reason. Why? He says, because when the Israelis go out against the Chobin, so then the Lord is giving himself. So maybe there is a law of the Lord in the way. Mashiach will not come out of Israel. So on the contrary, so the Lord is giving himself and he is in Israel. So there is no Canoim Peyvei in Paris. And the Rambam Shikai is also like that. That the law of Canoim Peyvei is only Shayach in the case of Israel Abol Adres Kehobi in Paris. Not in the case of Israel, of Akum Abol Israelis. Now here Tesis says, here we are dealing with Akum Abol Israelis, not with the case of Israel Abol Adres Kehobi. So still, Tesis implies, Abol Gav to be a separate in the Raise, with Tzile. La Fuke de Faresie. Why de Faresie? It's certainly in the Raise. Because it's Canoim Peyvei. So it's certainly in the Raise, so there's Kores, and there's Canoim Peyvei, everything. So that means the Tesis is Chavik and the Rambam and the Rambam. And Tesis Shikai is that the Aloha of Canoim Peyvei that applies to the case of Israel, Abol Adres Kehobi, it applies also to the case of Akum Abol Adres Israel, Al Israelis. So that's another thing. So we see a difference. Now let's see the Kasha of Rabbi Greger, the first Kasha. And the Tesis, Amroyim Inu Valim Rabi Yechim. So he says, Amroyim Inu, the Avlat Kosher, the Rabbi Akiva, Ayin Likamon, Medaled or Medaled, and the Fayin or Medaled, the Tzorich Ingot. So there is one inaccuracy. It should be not Medaled or Medaled, it should be on the base. What does Tesis say here? So in other words, so what's the Raya, that the Stam Mishneh of Pelikoimeh holds that Akum Ve'evet Abol Bas Yisrael, the blood is not imam there. It's not imam there because the Mishneh in Pelikoimeh says that the blood is not imam there, Mechayav Lav. The Mishneh in Pelikoimeh says in so many words, the Dushin is taken as imam there. And the Dushin, the blood is imam there, only Mechayav Shvizit. So that means that Akum Vevet was not Chayavich, he says, so the Vlad was just Chayavraven, so the Vlad is not the Mamzah. So Rav Shveyer points to the Gemara here. That Mendalet, Omer Abiech, Omer Abavachone, the third line from the bottom of the end of the Omer, that Mendalet Omer Vez, Omer Abavachone, Omer Abiechene, Adol Eilele Vevim Yitchom Mavah Bas Yisroel, Shavad Mamzah. That's what Abavachone, Omer Abiechene says. Man Hakel Eilim, Shimna Timon. Yeah, for God, Yom HaShimna Timon. Ey Mamzah Mechayav Elavim, Hanen Mila Mechayav Elavim, Ditav Sebeb Dush. Adol Hoche, Yitchom Vevet, Kim Ditav Sebeb Dushin, Kichayav Ekris Ez Dome. Kichayav Ekris Ez Dome. So he said, so Rabbi Bachone in the name of Rabbi Yechon said that even Shimon HaTimoni, who says Imam Ben Chayav Elavim, still, but Akum Abba Bas Yisroel, the Vlad is Imam. Meisve, if it comes very Abba Bas Yisroel, Abba Mamzer, Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda, Imei Yerim Mamzer, Elo, Mimi Shisur Yisrael, Bo, Bani Shkores, Elo Mar Rabbi Yechon, Man Hakol Meidim Rebbe. So Rabbi Yechon is not saying Hakol Meidim even Shimon HaTimoni, that Akum Abba Bas Yisroel, Abba Mamzer, but Hakol Meidim Rebbe. אבל גם דרד אומר, אין הדבורים הלולו אמורים על דברד עקיבא, שאולי איסך חוצו כאהבו, ואולי מסביר עליי, שאולי רבי ישחיל איתן על רב עקיבא. אין רבי הולט, דת חייב אליו מדברד, איזנת עם המזר, ותיכובים ועבד מידה. איך היא עושה? רב דימה, אומר רב יצרון ברב דימה, משום רבינו, דת חבינה קודש, ותיכובים ועבד, ארבע בעס ישראל על הפעם. So Gemara says in so many words that Rebbe is chilek on Rav Akiva. Rebbe holds that Akum Vevet that Vlad of Chayav Elavim is not the Mamzer, but still Rebbe says that Akum Vevet Abba Bas Yisroel the Vlad is the Mamzer. But only Shimon HaTimoni, because we know that Shimon HaTimoni holds that Akum Vevet Abba Bas Yisroel the Vlad Kosher. So he darshens to me this is out, the way taps the dush of the day, the Avrahine taps it. Machine can accompany the way taps the dush of the day, right Achine, so the Vlad is not the Mamzer. We know that Chimatimoni says that, but that does not mean that anyone who is Chaylik and Rav Akiva and who holds that the Mamzer and Chayovich Rises must also say that the Mamzer and the Akumere. We see that Rabbeinu HaKodesh holds is Chaylik and Rav Akiva, that the Mamzer and Chayovich Rises, but he says, Yesh Mamzer and Akumere. Why? Because Chayov Elav is Dushni Steifes. According to Rabbi Nakodesh. Masha'im ki nakum vevet, Dushni is not Eifes. And he doesn't darshan. Do me the Shesav, Ma the Shesav. Do me the Shesav, Dushni with the day, I will tap the Dushni Achine. But he darshans. Do me the Shesav, the Tapsing Dushni doesn't make a difference whether it's Tapsing Dushni with the day or Achine. The non-Tvisas Dushni is the Sibir of Mamzer, according to Rabbi Nakodesh. Even though Rabbi Nakodesh says that Chayov Elavim, the Vlad, of Chayav Elavim is not the Mamzer, because Dushni Steif is Chayav Elavim. So the Melech, so what kind of a raya do we have? Where do we have the Hechech? That according to the Stam Mishneh, in Eimeh, so Akum Vevet Abba Bas Yisroel, the Vlad is the Kosher. The Mishneh doesn't say that Akum Vevet Abba Bas Yisroel, the Vlad is the Kosher. All the Mishneh says is that the Vlad of Chayav Elavim is not the Mamzer, Dushni Steif is Chayav Elavim. But the Vlad of Akum Vevet, what Dushni is not the Eifes. So that Mishneh can agree with Rav HaKodesh. That's how we get a scotch. And then, he also asks, we daf ayin om dal, we tzorich in God. The Mishnah mentions a case of Akum Vevet, Abal Bas Yisroel, so that is Avad Mamzer, and still, Mamzer Pesel Machel, the Mishnah Samach Teset. Mamzer Pesel Machel, Kesak Bas Yisroel Ikeyem, Bas Keyem in Yisroel. The Yonder Imenu Bas, the Hocha Bas, the Mrs. Levin of the Chobin. The Yonder Imenu Ben. So, Harei the Mamzer, and he is Pesel, and he is Machel. So, the Mishnah mentions, well, that's the Mishnah, that says, that's the Stam of the Mishnah, that says, that Akum Vevet Abba Bas Yisroel, the Vav is the Mamzer. So, Gimore says, אומר לי שלוקיס לגגייכנן, כי מנקי רבה עקיבא די ישמם זה מחלים עליו. ושלוקיס said, this mishne, which mentions the case of הוכה הבאס וניסת לעבד או לזכות עם יודם ונבן, הרי זה ממזר, so then he's מחל בתרומה, he's based on בתרומה, because he's still then, so that accords with רבה עקיבא. So that's what רשלוקיס said to רבי יחנן. So the רבי יחנן said to רשלוקיס, אפילו תאים לרבו. The Mishnah can agree with Rabbi Akiva that in Mamza Mechayor Rav, but the Chom Veled made it. The Chiyot Zer Abdim, Om Rav Yitzhom Rav Zinem, Mishim Rabbeinu, Mishim Rabbeinu HaKodesh, in Chom Veled Rabbi Yisrov HaMamza. The same Gemara is that we made. So in other words, so the Gemara says that Rabbeinu HaKodesh in two places. Yisrael Mikan Rabbi Akiva, he holds that in Mamza Mechayor Rav, only Mechayor Yitzchises, but where, like Shimon HaTimoni, but where is Shimon HaTimoni himself happens to hold that that it has to be to me the Ishesav. My Ishesav with Tafsi Gdushin with Dei, Yavu Achine Tafsi. My Shein Kinakom Vevel with Tafsi with Dei Achine. So the Vav is not Imam Zeya. So Rav Nakodish is Chayuri Kan Shema Timoni. But that does not mean that anyone who says that Imam Zeya Mechayel Ravim must hold the Imam Zeya Mechakum Vevel Abba Vaz Yisrael. We see Rav Nakodish hold the Imam Zeya Mechayel Ravim, but still he says, Yeish Imam Zeya Mechakum Vevel Abba Vaz Yisrael. That's from giving us cash. And that's why he says, Ritzorich in God. Ritzorich in God. Now, there is a way of answering from giving us cash. We cannot appreciate that Tesis forgot this Gemara, because Tesis itself mentions this Gemara. Stomach in it. So that's this Gemara. So obviously Rebbe holds that the connection is not between Isser Arayis, between Isser Arayis and Mamzeas. Because if the connection had been between Isser Arayis and Mamzeas, now we said that's the two Shemus and Tesis. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the connection is not between Isser Arayis and Mamzeas. Because if the connection had been between Isser Elvo and Mamzeres, so Eved, since Rabbi Reda holds that Dushni stay first, the Chayur Elavim, so Eved is Chayur Elavim, it's not Chayur Elavim. So Eved does not represent, Eved Avor Bas Yisroel, certainly does not represent an Israelites. And still Rabbi holds that Eved Avor Bas Yisroel, so the Vav is a Mamzer. So according to Rabbi Nakodesh, the essential seed of Mamzeres is not the Israel, but the non-Tvisat Mishnah, the non-Tvisat Mishnah. But here the Mishnah emphasizes, behold, Mi she'in lo'ol of Mishnah, avo yeish lo'al achirin Mishnah, havad mamzea, veize, ze avo alachas mikol arayi shabatea. Why does the Mishnah have to say avo alachas mikol arayi shabatea? Obviously, the Mishnah is emphasizing that the connection is between Israel Arayis and Mamzea. Because if that Mishnah had represented the view of Rebbe, and according to Rebbe, the essential sin of Mamzeres is not Araya Shebateo. The non-Pizadush. Araya is there is no Pizadush. But that's not the essential sin, according to Rebbe. The essential sin of Mamzeres is non-Pizadush. So the Mishnah should say, Beize, Zeabo, Alacha, Shein Bogdush. Why does the Mishnah have to emphasize Zeabo? So obviously the Mishnah is emphasizing that the real Sibbe of Mamzeres is the Israel, the Israelites. And that's, so in other words, it's like Shema Timoni, not like Chavit. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, that's called Shema Timoni, so do me the Ishesav, my Ishesav. The Loitapse, the Loitapse, the Mishnah of the day. Avlachin et Tapse.
מה שאם כי נקום בעבד, ותפסק דוש נמול יום די מויד אחרי. תו, זה מסב, גם איזה כמה דינמנה איתה ביטוי לי שסב, אקום בעבד. בעלי שסב דוש נזנת איפס, אין בעיה אקום בעבד דוש נזנת איפס. But there is a fundamental difference. Why is Yisrael Dushin is not Davis? Why isn't Dushin Davis? Because of the Israel elbow. Because Yisrael is an elbow. That's the reason. Voraye, Dushin is Davis Lachine. Only with the donut. But Lachine, yes. Why? Because with the donut there is an Israel elbow. Mashenki Malakum Vebet. So it taps the Dushin Loin in Davis Lachine. So it's not because of the Israel elbow. There is no Dushin in Goy. There is no Dushin in Goy. Can you say an Israel elbow? And there is the Kiyanishes. And Beneach has a Kiyanishes. Arai, Ishishish is one of the Arayas that the Beneach is Muzah. So there is a Kiyanishes. And a Kiyanishes, but not a Kiyanishes. So in other words, so that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Do you have Ishishab? My Ishishab, Le Tafse Bekdushin, Le Didei, Abel Achine Tafse. That means, so why is there no Tvises Dushin? By Ishishab. Because of Israel. So the Mele, it's a Sibah for Mamzeres. Mamzeres is a result of a beer of Israel, not of a beer of no Tvises Dushin. So the Gemara wants to point out the difference between Ishesav and Akum Vevet. So by Ishesav, the non Tvises Dushin is based upon the Israel. So Mimele, for the same reason that the Israel precludes Tvises Dushin and Ishesav, so it causes Mamzeres. Masha'in came by Akum Vevet. There is no Tvisedushin, but there is no Tvisedushin not because of the Israel war. Lloyd in Dei Lloyd Achine, I mean, there is no Tvisedushin in Akum, a Goy. Cannot have Tvisedushin in any woman, not even in a Goy, whom he can marry and have a king in Ishes. But there is no Ismuk of Tvisedushin, so it's not the Israel war that causes the non-Tvisedushin. But it's the fact that he is a Goy. So Mimele, that's not a cause for Mamzeres. So that's the machlekes between Rabbi Nakodesh and Shimon HaShemoni. According to Rabbi Nakodesh, the essential sibe of Mamzeres is non-Tvises Dushin. But according to Shimon HaShemoni, the essential sibe of Mamzeres is the Israel. So since the Mishnah emphasizes the basis in other words, that the Israel is the essential sibe of Mamzeres. So in Mele, this Mishnah apparently assumes that Akum Vevet Abol Bas Yisroel, so the Vlad is kosher, because there is no Israel. Alright, so we can answer this Kashi by Rabbi Yehuda. Alright, now, I would like to see a certain Gemara in the Rames, because we couldn't understand the next basis of the Chodosh HaKiddush Barazeh without going over a certain Gemara in Yivomes, Daf Chav Gimel, and also a certain Gemara in Yidushin Daf Samach Vov, and the Gemara in Pcheres Daf Mem Zayin. Alright, now let's see. The Gemara in Yivomes Daf Chav Gimel. So the Gemara in Yivomes Daf Chav Gimel Amad Aleph says as follows. There is a pasuk in the Torah. Evas achizcho basavichol basimecho, evas basavichol basavichol meledes avichol achizcho. So, Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda in Gevomez, that from days, that from Gimel, darshins from that pasuk, hay basavichol basavichol, so it's a perfluous. My obilei, mi boilei mishvish leishes leavichol bo, prat laachizze mishivcho beves chobi, shein ishes leavichol bo. So why did the Torah have to say, to repeat, to advise us that when is Ichayev, Kores, and Malkes for Achesei, only if the Achesei is not an Achesei to a Shifcho and a Nochis. But if she is his sister to a Shifcho and a Veres Chavim, in other words, the mother is a Shifcho and a Veres Chavim, so then there is no Yiches, so the Mele is not Chayev Shemachis. This is what Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda deduces from that pasuk. So then, but the Rabbonim don't darshan that pasuk that way. So the Gemara says, but the Rabbonim also agree that if someone has a sister to a shifre and it is chodim, so then she is not considered as a sister, is not rivalo, so the nole, not kelumishavilodeotiladina. So that means that she is only mikra after the mat. The rabbiyesi the rabbiude, so why does he need a special posse of pratla achis in the shifre and it's chodim shilishis lo abichobo? So the Gemara says, chad b'shifcho b'chad b'nishchot, who tzrich, ki yashmin el shifcho m'shin l'chayet, abu nishchot m'shin l'chayet, in loich, ki yashmin el shifcho m'shin l'shayet el mitzvah, abu shifcho n'shayet el mitzvah, in loich tzrich, v'rabonon ashtichon shif, v'rabonon dey don darshi, prat l'achayse in shifcho b'nishchot. So, the Melech, achayse in shifcho, they learn out from the possible issue of the other, I don't know, but how do they know that prat l'achayse in shifcho? So, on the Yechen and Shimon, Shimon Yechoi, on the Kho, Ki Yosir has Bincho Ma'achrai, Bincho Mi'Yisroel Kho Bincho, Vein Bincho Abom El Yisrocho Bincho Bincho El Obno. So in other words, from that posik we learn out that Lodo Kemeiso, that if Yisroel marries a Goye, so the child is Misyache is after the mother, and he has no relationship of the Din with the father. This is Omar Rabine Shmamino Ben Bitcho Abom and Ivan Shechovin Korbin. The same Gemara that we had, they went here. So Gemara says, now there are two Yosoyes in this Gemara. Leime Kosova Rabine says, Shmamino Ben Bitcho Abom and Ivan Shechovin Korbin. That means that Ivan Akum is Boal Bas Israel. So the child is Israel. And he's Misyachis after the mother. He's not Misyachis after the father. Shmamino, so Leime, Kosova Rabine, Ivan Tichon Veve, Abu Albas Yisroel, Abu Ad Kosher. That's Rashi's gears. Now Rashi says very little here. Shmamino, Midichsir Ki Yosir, Es Bincho, Umikmin Lo Biben Shetil Ivan Tichon Ivan Tichon, Alme, Ben Bitcho Abom Ivan Tichon Ivan Tichon Ivan Bincho. So we see, that Ben Bitcho, Habom Elif Tichovim, is Korunam Bincho. In other words, that when Akum is Boal Bas Yisroel, so the child is Mishyach is after the mother, the Israelis, and not after the father who is a Goy. So, Leine Kosova Rabine, Elif Tichovim David, Boal Bas Yisroel, Abad Kosher. Because if we say, Havlad is Mamzer, so then we couldn't say that he's called Bin, according to Rashi. We couldn't say that he's called Bin. So the more you tell it, Nei, the mamza loy have, kosher no ame loy have, Yisroel posolik. Yisroel posolik. Now, that's Rashi's gear. Teitz's gear say it, and Rashi's gear say in Kushi, is not like Rashi's gear say here in the moment, but like Teitz's gear say. Just the other way around. The more I say it, it's lame because of a rabbi. Rabbine says, Shmamino, Ben Bitcho Abom and Yichovim Korobincho, that is Mishyach is after the mother, the Israelis. So this is Yossi is, Rabbine Kosova Rabbine, Yichovim Vered Abol Bats Yisroel, Avlad Mamzer. Why? Not Avlad Kosha. Because this is Shite is, that Avlad Kosha means, he is Kosha, lo bebikol, if he is Mizgaya. So what does it mean Avlad Kosha? He is Kosha Adoy. In other words, so then there is an Eitze. He has to be Mizgaya, then he will be able to marry Bas Yisroel. So, since Rabbine says, Ben Bitcho Abom and Yitzchovim Korobincho, so that means he's a Yisroel Gomo. When with the father, if the Akum, if the Goy is the father, and the a Jewess is the mother. So then Rabbine says that it's Korobincho, he's a Yisroel Gomo. So it's a Raya that he doesn't agree with the Mandoma, Akum Ve'eved Abba'al Bas Yisroel Abba'at Kosher. Because the Mandoma who says, Akum Ve'eved Abba'al Bas Yisroel Abba'at Kosher. So it means, it implies, that if he's Mizgaya himself, he can marry Bas Yisroel. But until he's Mizgaya, what thing does he have? Akum. So he's not Bincho. He requires Geru, so what kind of Bincho is? Now Rabbine says, Akum Ve'eved, Rabbine says, Ben Bitcho. So that means he's a Yisroel Gomo. That can only accord with the Mandoma who says, Akum Ve'eved Abba'al Bas Yisroel Abba'at Mamzer. So that means he's a Yisroel. Because if he had been a Goy couldn't be a Mamzer. Mamzer is only Shayach in a Yisroel. But if we say, Avlad Kosher, that means he's a Goy. But a Goy, all he has to do is to be Mikaya himself. So then, So then he's kosher. He's kosher. But he requires Geirus. But Rapine says, without Geirus he is Israel. Kol Pincha. So when the Kosova Rapine, Akum Vehme Dabor Bat Yisroel Bat Mamzer, Mora says, maybe Mamzer Loi Have, maybe Mamzer Loi Have, kosher, Name Loi Have. In other words, it's not, you can deduce from this, from Rabbinus Memre, that Ben Bitra Gomen Yitlchovi, Koru Bincho, so you cannot prove that he holds that he's a Mamzer. Of course, he certainly can accord with the Mandoma who says that he's a Mamzer. Because if he's a Mamzer, so he's Israel, so maybe it's called Pincho. But we don't have to say that Rabbine must agree with the Mandoma that he Akumel Davor Bas Yisroel have a Mamzer. We can say that Rabbine holds he's not a Mamzer. He's not a Mamzer. But, so, maybe Mamzer lo yave, but kosher name lo yave. Yisroel posulik. So what does it mean? Why not kosher name lo yave? Why Yisroel posulik? So Teisves doesn't, let's see the Teisves.
Now, one of the four Russian that part of the Tzore, so is a Shisokhim Shaloya Bilomi. So, Kishat is Shisokhim Shaloya Bilomi. Shnei Achim, two brothers, Umeisach on Mehen, Vineva Nurmoch, Vahakin Yibim Hashemi Yasei Shesochi, Umeis, so Horishen Oye Yitzhe Mishim Eitzhe Sochim Shalom Yibu Lomen, Vahashni Yom Mishim Tzoros, because Tzoros is Shesach. Also Bumaymer, in other words, the second brother, Shimon, was not Miyabim. He just made a Maimer. He was in Kaddisha with Kesef, with Shtar. So that is Kena only with Rabbanon. Umeis. So Shmi or Chiletzes will only see Abemes. Because Midrai says she is not the Tzore of the Ishisochiv Shloi Belome. Because Midrai says the Ishisochiv Shloi Belome is not married to Shimon. But mit Rabbanon, mein Gott ist keine. So mit Meile, ich schlechte mit Schaden. Keitze Rashi, keitze die ich jetzt auch schlau, die war mei, bin der Rest raus. Bin ich nur ach. In other words, there were two brothers, Ruben and Shimon, and then Levi was born. Und Motze Skukol Yom. Wie alle was so rum, ich mich jetzt auch schlau, die war mei. Weil kein Jibbe, was schein ist, ich jetzt auch hier. Shimon was mit Jam, mit der Rochel. Wie lo Isha Acheres, and he had another wife, Leia, und mei. Horishaino, so ich es Ruben, שנופלו לפונו אוף כבר פעם אחת. איז יצא ונפטרס מזה מישהו מישהו סוחיב שלא יהיה ברומן. So, דרישנו רוחל. So, שיז אני שסוחיב שלא יהיה ברומן. So, איז יצא נפטרס שלא יהיה ברומן. And the שניו, because of צורה שסוחיב שלא יהיה ברומן. Also, בו זה שמי שימן. So, he wasn't מייבן רוחל. He just made a mind, in other words, he was Mikadisha with Kesef or with Shtar. So he speaker came so, but he had no opportunity to miyabn her, Hachemeis, and then they went to Nefeil before Levi. So Shnio Chiletzes, because Midrash says, Rochel is not married to Shimon. So she's the only one. So Leo is the only one, so it's not a Tzora Seavo. But Midrabonon, she is married, so she's a Tzora Seavo or Midrabonon. So maybe it's Chiletzes, what is Yabet? Nur ist ja, wenn es im Mai war, keine Miktas, wir haben jetzt auch ein Server, wir Miktas, wieder aber. Komm mal nach, man die Tonne, wie schön oder im Ischtabisch, man die Tonne, schmier oder im Ischtabisch. So there is one who calls the Rishino, the Rochel, the one that was in the fellest twice. That was Ruben and Shimon, two brothers, and Ruben was married to Rochel. And then he died, and so she's the fellow with the Shimon, and after that, Levi was born, so then there is a second Nefilah, so Mamitono, so one says that Rishaino, is when the Mishnah says Rishaino, it had the Mishnah's reference to the one that fell before Levi twice, Levi Mishtavish, it's not a mistake. U Mamitono, Levi Mishtavish, but the one who calls the one that was Nefil is Nilevi Shnei Pomim Shnio. So it's not a mistake here. Mandi Tone Rishenio. Loi Mishtabeish. Mai Rishenio Rishenio Limpio. Shenofo Rishenio Liyiv. Kidemes Lezu Bipam Rishenio. So she was the first one. So why does the Mishnah call her Rishenio? Because she was the first one to be Nifelet. Rochel. When Uvin died, so she was the first one to be Nifelet. Then Shimon was the Yabim Rochel, and then Shimon had another wife, Leah. I mean, they were not sisters. So Rochel is the Rishenio Limfilet. Uman Titone Shnio Loi Mishtamish. Mai Shnio? Shnio Linsui. Shnio Linsui. Why does he call Rochel Shnio? Because she is the second one to get married to Shimon. So in other words, when is she the second one to get married to Shimon? If, let's say, Shimon was married to Leah before, and then Shimon was Miyabim Rochel. So then, when Shimon is Miyabim Rochel, so she's the second one. Shnio Lissui and Lissui and Shoshen, she wore Yonosikvo, Ha'acheret. He already had been married to Leah. Kishenof was Islefon. So it's not a mistake to say that Rochel is the Shnio. Umar to the Shnio Mishtabish. My Shnio Shnio Lissui. So me, we're asking on the Yibn Vahakenkineis. But it can be, why do we have to say that the Mishnah has reference only to the case where Shimon was married first to Leah, and then he was Miyabim Rochel? It could have been the other way. Ela my Shnio, Shnio Binsu. Shnio Binsu. In other words, because she got married twice. Rochel got married twice, that's why she's called Shnio. But Leah was married only once. Ela my Shnio, Shnio Binsu. Now, so it doesn't make any difference whether we say that Rochel is called Rishenio or there is called Shni, or there is no Nafkimin Elidin. Alright, Upachinon, Milo Iskinon, Ekelema, Milo Misukman Ammasis, Begin Meshizov, Itchil, Akin Kines Acheres, Lahava Achri Bom, Shni, Sina, Shni, Misin, Shem Nise, Shnei Pomim, Achat Rebao, Achat Rio. Now we can more ask the cash. In Shesochi, if you're a hoyo, be lo mei heicha ksil. Where is it mentioned in the Torah that an ishesoch if lohi belome is asur aliyo? Omar Rav Yudah, Omar Rav Omakho, ki yeish vimachim yardo, shehoi solem yeshiva achaz de'ilom. So that implies that when is the redin of Yivn, only when the two brothers had one common living together. But if the brother Levi was born after Ruvain died, so the male, they did not even for one moment have a common living together. So how does Rashi explain? So what does Miyuchodim Binachlo mean? In other words, that they are all to yashim one another. Let's say, so when a brother dies, so then the ochin of can be a yerish if he doesn't have any closer next of kin. That's it, because the order of Yerusha is as follows. If someone dies, so then if he has a son, so the son is yerish. The son is yerish. Suppose the son, he has no son, but he has a daughter, so the daughter is yerish. If he has a son, so the ina bas yerish became a bet. Ina bas yerish became a bet. He suppose he had a son, and the son died, and he was survived by a grandchild, and then and he has a daughter. So that was he's a grandchild, the child of the son, Yashin's, not a daughter. But suppose he has no grandchild, and he has no son, but he has a daughter. So the daughter Yashin, even though he has a father, the father doesn't Yashin, there is a daughter. Suppose he has neither a son nor a daughter, he has a father, so the father Yashin. Suppose he has neither a son or a daughter, or a father, and he has a brother, so the father Yashin. So in other words, so brothers can Yashin one another. So according to Rashi, that's the pshat in Yechodim Menachu. Horuin leizei zez. Horuin leizei zez. Prat li ochiz bin ahem. So only ochiz bin ahav Yashin. But ochiz bin ahem doesn't Yashin. Rabbi Omar,
אחים נאב יאליס אח ואח בן יעקב כי יש ואחים תהיה בתור עושה כי יש ואחים and there the Torah says in connection with the Bnei Yaakov שני מוסר אחים בני יובינו so מה להלו מנו ולא מנהם because some of the brothers did not have the same mother the different mothers but all the brothers had the same father מה להלו מנו ולא מנהם אף גם לגבי יבן מנו אב ולא מנהם so he more has the kashe ולא לב אח ואח ומערי why do you learn how to get in a shop of Achve Achve from the Yaakov the Daf Kimin Ahav let the Torah mention Zachim li Gabi Yisrarayis and Gabi Yisrarayis so the same he says the same Yisrarayis that is true of Achim in Ahav is true of Achim in Ahim is she sochif mi oviv is asu is an erwon is she sochif mi ime is asu so let us learn how to get a shove from Achim Arayis and then the Aloch of Yivu would apply even to Achim in Ahim So the Gemara says, don't in achim yachim, don't in achim yachim. In other words, as far as the Yalfuse, from the Yaakov is concerned, so it's the same word. Here it's mentioned achim, and from the Yaakov is mentioned achim. But as far as the Xereshove, from Arayas is concerned, so it's not the same word. Not mamash the same word. Because Elvas achicho, there the Torah says Elvas achicho. So it's not mamash the same word. My lafke mine, But there is a quality in Zereshovet that even if it's not the same word, as long as it's the same word, even though it does not have the same suffix, let's say Achim and Ochicho, Ach and Ochicho, so, but as long as it has the same root word, so Memele, it's a quality in Zereshovet that you can learn how to, you can apply it to Zereshovet. Manat Kemine, Hotzonez, Rabbi Shmuel, Bishovakin, Ubaakin, Zuishi, not only the same root word, even if it is So it's different as long as it has the same meaning. So Zui Shiva Zui Bi. So maybe we can learn out Xereshove from Achim or Chicho from Arayet. And then the aloha would be that there is even by Shesochi Mime, Bahmnai, Hanemile Heche Dileke Mide Di Damile. Avol Heche. Avol Heche Dike Mide Di Domele. Mini Domele Yalchim. In other words, if there is a possibility to learn how to Yalfuse from another word that is the same but not exactly the same so then we still can apply Xereshovet but if there are two alternatives and one alternative consists in learning how the Yalfuse word mamish the same word and the other is the same but not mamish the same so then there is a loche that we can apply the Yalfuse only to that which is mamish the same V'leilav ach v'ach v'nli So Gemara Sikashe ולילה אף אך ואך ולילה, so Rashi says, כי אנושים אחים אנחנו קבלי. Now what was late? Late was the nephew of Avram, of Avram Avinu. Late was the son of Horon. The son of Horon. Horon was also his son of Terach. So in other words, he was Nocher and Avram and Horon were brothers. And late was the son of Horon. So it's mentioned in connection with an uncle and a nephew. So it's mentioned Achim. So may let us learn out a Yalfuse from late that there is Yivn by a nephew.